we did not vote for a joint resolution, which is a decision that has to yet come by the voters. We gave, you know, we put it on the ballot so the voters can make that decision, but we didn't feel comfortable with the wording of that joint resolution, nor did I, for example, feel that there was enough in that resolution for all the people I wanted to see help.
Well, the Democrats in the House and Senate voted against the constitutional amendment, which would cut taxes by as much as $13 billion over 5 years. They also voted in favor of a bill to roll back taxes $15 billion over the same time period. The attack flyers are being paid for by the state Republican Party. An official with the Florida GOP said they would not comment about the flyer on the record, but did say it's part of their strategy of hitting the Democrats hard leading up to the vote on the constitutional amendment next January. However, Miami House Republican David Rivera, a top political lieutenant to House Speaker Marco Rubio, told the Miami Herald today, quote, "Every Democratic House member should be put on notice that they will be held accountable for attempting to deny massive, comprehensive tax relief for the people of Florida." When asked if he was surprised the Florida GOP is attacking him for his votes, Heller says he thinks it's that same partisan mindset that saw the Republicans lose 7 seats in the state House last fall.
And the vote that we made on that tax cut that we could do statutorily, I think, was, you know, clearly a bipartisan effort. And then they come down and they don't give us any credit for voting. They accuse us of voting no on that. And so I think it's working against them. The other thing is, you know, they're giving us a lot of exposure early. A chance to get in the newspaper. We get a chance to refute these and indicate, you know, how inaccurate they really are. And so I think that works in our benefit. I've got free press today, and that's not a bad deal.
There will be plenty of campaigning on the constitutional amendment that will ask Floridians if they want to have the option of revoking their homestead exemption and taking a so-called supersize exemption. That vote will not take place, however, for almost 7 months. Despite the populist fervor that Governor Chris has been espousing about helping Floridians see their property taxes drop like a rock, some analysts say that approval is no sure thing, particularly because it needs 60% of the electorate to support it. University of Central Florida political science professor Aubrey Jewett says right now he's not sure if it'll even get 50% approval.
My early thought is that it will not pass, and I think that it's not going to pass for several reasons. One, it's very confusing, and a lot of times when people are very confused about something, they end up voting against it. Two, I think that local governments, police and fire and school teachers are going to come out and lobby hard against it. And three, I think also when people realize that over the long run, this means the end of Save Our Homes. Now, of course, there's going to be a super-sized exemption, and so they're going to save money perhaps in another way. But bottom line is, I think the people that are going to run ads against this and say, "Over the, you know, we are going to get rid of Save Our Homes. Do you want to do that?" They're going to put it stark like that.